This is a safe, quiet town, Tommy. Things like this do not happen in this place. Yet, as we sit here this morning, investigating a gun being fired in what might be the most high-end parking lot in all of the greater Rochester area, we got to figure out what the hell is going on in Tommytown.
Things are going bad, bro.
Oh, is that what it is?
It's creeping in all over.
It's creeping in from the outside is what you're saying.
Bro, this is outside coming in.
Really? Because what details do you have?
I saw some stuff.
No, you didn't, actually.
No.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Yesterday.
What happened?
Just before 9:30 a.m.
Yeah.
The Monroe County Sheriff's Department says shots were fired in the parking lot of the Pittsford Wegmans.
First time ever.
According to authorities, a man was in the lot waiting for his grocery delivery when another vehicle pulled up and fired a shot at the car. So I guess it wasn't shots fired, it was shot fired.
Yes.
Right? That bullet did not hit anyone. Thank God no one was hurt.
It looked like it hit the car, though.
No, please, Cronkite, tell me what went down.
It looked like they
11:30 yesterday morning.
Pittsford Wegmans. Shut down.
You were saying, I'm sorry.
But it looked like the window was knocked out of the car that they were towing out.
Yeah, like smash window.
Yeah.
So the store was placed on lockdown right away for the safety of the patrons. Mm. Folks inside the store were stuck in Wegmans until 11 a.m.
That wouldn't be so bad. I'm hitting that prepared food. I'm grabbing some sushi and sitting down.
To your point, of all the places to be stuck inside, not the worst.
That's the best.
All right, question. 252 WCMF. Yeah. Were there people in the store yesterday that are listening right now? Do they let you buy stuff while they're on lockdown?
Well, I guess you could eat the stuff in your car, right? Go and grab some sushi.
If you haven't paid for it, you're gonna eat it.
I know people that
do that, and it gives me a lot of anxiety.
Samesies.
That's because you're a goddamn criminal.
No, you are a criminal. If you ate it and an hour went by and no one was paying attention, you would walk right out of that place.
No, I would not.
No, I don't have a history of stealing from grocery stores. But even after they were let out, the store stayed closed until 1 o'clock, around 1 o'clock, while they were doing an investigation.
Yeah.
And that brings us to the most important part of this story, the detail that everyone wants to know.
What's that?
Tommy,
what
did you do yesterday when you weren't allowed in Pittsford Wegmans?
It sucked. It throws your day off, man. Because I'm like pulling in. What?
So you were unaware of what happened?
No, because I was, it just happened at 9:30. It's like 20 after 10.
Yeah.
I want to go in and you can't.
Prime Tommy time.
Oh, it is.
Okay. I know how you are. Mm-hmm. I know how you are. So they had the entrances blocked by sheriff's department cars right there in the plaza. Did you try and ask what was going on, or did you keep on driving by?
They just waved you. I tried, but no.
Yeah.
They wouldn't tell you anything. And I wasn't the only one doing that.
Well, yeah, I'm sure every car along the way stopped to figure out what was happening.
The town of Pittsford are full of people like you. Yeah. What's going on here? Yeah, I live right down the road. I don't know if you need any help. My wife might have hurt. I could pick her up, bring her back. You want to interview her?
Yeah.
She's only a mile and a half away.
You know, there's a bad element coming around.
So people are freaked out.
Yes.
And it's a weird situation to try and break down because folks being scared of a shot fired is totally reasonable.
Yeah.
But it's where it's happening, or where it happened, that's making this such a massive story. Tommy, what do you mean when it's creeping in everywhere now?
It's creeping in.
What does that mean?
The bad element with the guns, and the violence, the disrespect. You know,
disrespect?
That shot was heard on the back nine of Oak Hill, bro. Think about that. Guy's just trying to hit up in a mid-morning golf club. Terrible.
The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Now, the anxiety and the fear, totally reasonable. Mm. Totally reasonable. But what makes what happened yesterday even more of a problem?
What's that?
As of now, we have no idea what led up to it.
Right.
Why? They got
so
the
many
guy.
Questions.
Yeah.
Such a weird incident.
You got it. Like, we don't know why the folks in this car wanted to shoot the person waiting for his groceries.
Have they said anything about the guy that got shot at?
He's okay.
But he ain't saying nothing.
No, they're doing an investigation. They might be keeping that quiet on
all right,
purpose.
Like, he knows him. He don't know him.
Maybe. I don't know.
Or she. We don't know.
Yeah. Anyway, it could be. Well, it said man. I believe it said man in the story. The one that was shot at, or at least the car was shot at. But why these folks, one, in the car, wanted to shoot at this person waiting for the groceries, and two, why they'd be willing to do it in the middle of the morning, in broad daylight,
in a busy
parking lot. Tommy, it's the suburb that may have the most cameras per capita of any town in the greater Rochester area. For example, there are more photos of that car online right now than any vehicle for sale on the IDE website, IDEHonda.com. But the lack of details in this story allow everyone that was there, everyone who lives in Pittsburgh, and everyone who wants to play amateur detective to create their own story.
Start speculating.
You got it. For example, News 10, 10 NBC, called it a drive-by.
Okay.
Which I guess, by definition, they were driving by when they fired the shot.
Okay.
Some people have decided that it's gang-related. I was reading last night people who were convinced that it was an attempted robbery gone wrong, which would be the worst attempted robbery of all time.
Yes.
What are you going to do, tow the car with a hook?
You also picked the busiest parking lot with the most traffic probably in the middle of the day. Yep. I would just think like if it was a you know, targeted or like gang-related thing, like they maybe would pick a different spot.
They might also be unfamiliar with the Pittsburgh Wegmans parking lot. It is
the
hardest.
But the second like you get in there, you're like, oh, I'm not going to get out of here too quick.
It's the hardest parking lot to get out of in the greater Rochester. Mm-hmm. Fair statement?
Oh, yeah.
Right? There's a troll. You got to answer three questions. But like, in reality, there's nothing that says this wasn't a gun that went off by accident in the worst spot possible. I don't know how likely that is. But that's all we have
that's
is
true.
Gun went off into car in the middle of the day in Pittsburgh.
And we don't even know what the... There's no description of the actual shooter.
No, just the vehicle.
Male or female.
Don't know. And I guess what I'm getting at with these points here is the fewer details you have, the more likely your brain is to make this the worst possible situation it can be.
Right.
Which you kind of... I don't get you, man.
What's that?
Because you're sitting here going, yeah, man, no, totally.
People are crazy.
Yeah, I hear you. And then you're also slaloming back and forth between like, dude, you're bad, man. Creep it in.
How's going down?
You scared to go back to the Pittsburgh?
I'm going today, man. I didn't go yesterday.
Okay.
I got to get my fennel sandwich.
How about your wife?
Oh, she's going to go.
So she wouldn't be, she's not scared of this?
She's going to go. If it was any other place, there'd be an issue. But Wegmans, she's going.
Okay.
If it happens at Wegmans or Marshall's, those are two high rotation stores for us.
All right.
We're going.
Okay.
If it's something that's not, and a liquor store. Like if it's, those are the three that are in weekly rotation for
us. It's really weird. What's weird about this, you guys are not scared to go back to the Pittsburgh Wegmans, and you shouldn't be. It's just one shot. I don't know. I've heard in the break room.
What's that?
Over and over and over again, a reputable source. How dangerous the West Side can be.
It is.
Right? Like busted ass places full of the criminal element. Nobody is safe.
Everybody's carrying.
I hear you. You know what stories we haven't seen in Greece or Gates or Chi-Lai or Hilton?
What?
Shots fired at a grocery store?
There has to have been.
Name it.
I think it's so much they don't even talk about
it. Is that what it is? Is it average?
It's so prevalent.
Daily occurrence of Wegmans getting shots fired in Chi-Lai, Greece, and Gates and everything?
Yeah. So the one thing that kind of, and this is terrible to say, but thank God nobody got hurt.
Mm.
It was kind of pissing me off in the afternoon. We didn't make the national news.
Why would that make the national news?
Bro, every time there's a gun goes off like that in a Wegmans.
It wasn't in a Wegmans. It was outside
of
Wegmans.
But I'm saying, like, they cover this stuff constantly in the news, like guns going off in areas. Nothing.
Bro, if this was a Wegmans any other part of town, if this wasn't the mothership, this wouldn't have led the news last night.
Oh, yes, it would.
I'm confident in that
a
statement.
A gun going off in a Wegmans parking lot.
You literally just said there's so many guns going off in West Side parking lots that they don't
Except
even cover
Wegmans.
It. Okay, there you
well,
go.
Well, maybe a West Side Wegmans. I was pissed off it didn't make the national
It
news.
Is amazing to me how, even in this situation, how arrogant you are that, wait a minute, it happened in Pittsburgh. Why are they not talking about this on the national news? Why is CNN not on the Pittsburgh
Wegmans?
It
could have affected the stock market.
Shut up.
The Dow could have plunged.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Folks are waiting patiently. Do we want to go to the phones here, Kimmy?
I don't know. Everybody has their theories.
Okay. Yeah. And that's what we're talking about here. Yeah. The shots fired at Pittsburgh Wegmans. Tommy doesn't get to go to Wegmans. By the way, our social media, Kimmy and I's, blew up right at 10 o'clock.
Everybody wanted to know where Tommy was.
There were three theories.
What was that?
One, Tommy was hurt, which everyone was hoping for, but he's
hit.
Not. Yeah. But no, he's okay. He's good. Right. Two, Tommy secretly actually got a gun under his wife's behind his wife's back, and that's what went off. Or three, Tommy was melting down on the police officers because they weren't allowing him to get into Wegmans. And I will show you 50 messages of just those three. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Ricky. Rick, how are you, buddy?
How you doing this morning?
Good, Rick. What do you got?
Yeah. My sister was across the street when that took place. And from what I understand, what she had told me is it was a domestic wife-girlfriend deal, and the wife took a shot at her husband. And they
she
know
heard
who
all that
the
from across.
Is,
she heard all that from across the street? I'm in a relationship with this person, and I'm going to shoot him out the window.
Yeah, that's a good point. How would she know any of that?
I didn't exactly ask her how she found out the information, but they were looking for the guy's wife last night.
Okay, I understand. I guess, Rick, I guess here's what I'm asking you. And, Rick, you seem like a great guy. I do appreciate the call. I do. I'm just thinking personally, if I was going to call a radio show and say, here's what I heard happen, I would have first asked my sister who gave me the information, hey, how'd you hear this information? But that's just me, Rick. That's just me, Ricky. Rick, look, I don't blame you. Again, there's so few details that everyone's mind goes crazy, and you want it to be something. And, Rick, that story that you gave is a very entertaining story.
Yeah, pretty good.
And if you're right, I will apologize to you, Rick, and I appreciate the call. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, there goes Ricky. You know, my sister heard. Where'd you hear it from? I don't know.
I can't imagine, though. Because, I mean, the parking lot had to be full of people.
Oh, yeah.
The game of telephone that has been played yesterday people that were there, that saw something, that heard. I'm sure, like, rumors were circulating in the store while was going on, right? Like, what people were hearing.
Well, you bring up a good point, because it's hard to tell what people who live in Pittsburgh want this to
be. Yes, also that.
Because when something like this happens in your town, the town you live in, there is a natural knee-jerk instinct to say, this is not what our town is about. It's rare. Our town is, which is absolutely the truth, with every town in the greater Rochester area. But those same people also want to take this opportunity to say this is proof that everything is dangerous now, much like you were doing a second ago.
Oh, it's going bad, bad.
Well, you can't even go to the Pittsburgh Wegmans without bullets flying.
Your head's got to be in a swivel.
So which one is it then? Is Pittsburgh dangerous? Or is this an outlier? Because it can't be both.
Yeah, true.
Which one is it?
I don't know yet.
No, I'm asking you. You live in that town.
Well, I hope it's an outlier.
What, you think this is the start of like a war, a bullet war in Pittsburgh?
No, I think it's a one and done.
Okay, so then it's not crime getting everywhere. It's a isolated incident.
But it did show up there.
So did Charlie Tan. So did the Rideout family.
Yeah, but it's a very. But those are different situations.
Yeah, I hear you.
Domestic.
Well, we don't know what the situation is.
Could be domestic.
I love how you also are not believing Ricky's story that his sister.
I am surprised.
My boy Ricky was telling me that his sister heard might be his old lady.
Where'd you hear it from?
Ricky's sister's old lady.
Oh.
I am surprised your mind. I can't believe Rick beat you to that theory.
Well, I did say it could be a chick.
And the way you feel about those things.
I did drop chick. I said it could be a woman that pulled the trigger. We don't know. But then Rick kind of backed up my theory.
With his sister's theory.
Knowledge
from
what she heard.
What she heard, which he did not ask where she heard that from. He just took it and was like, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
No, because look, I will say this, and I want you to think about this real hard.
All right.
If this is not Pittsburgh, and this is not what happens here, then it cannot be dangerous everywhere. And if it is dangerous everywhere, you want to use this as an example of now crime has gotten everywhere. Well, that means Pittsburgh is dangerous. So if you live in Pittsburgh.
But it's not dangerous.
But okay, so then this
and
is
you
nice,
say crime's down.
Well, crime is statistically down. Everywhere.
Now we're good then.
Okay, so then this is an isolated incident. You can't sit here and be like, crime's coming in everywhere, leaking in everywhere. Got holes, I'm trying to plug them, but it just keeps leaking. Look at the leak.
Well, we did have a couple of bank robberies over there. Remember that?
Yeah, but bank robberies, those are town, every town gets a bank robbery. Right?
But it's crime. And right on the avenue.
No, but that's the point.
The avenue's, the avenue's changed.
Are you bragging? Well, we get bank robberies too. We get them
over
too.
Over here, bank robberies.
Plenty of bank robberies.
One of our buddies robbed a bank. Legit, in Pittsburgh.
That's true. That's a true story.
That you know somebody who robbed a bank?
I introduced him on stage one night.
I've never heard about this, buddy.
Yeah.
He was the masked comic. Very funny. Just don't heckle him.
252-WCMF. We'll take one more call talking about the shooting in Tommytown yesterday. Pittsburgh Wegmans just before 9:30. Shot fired. Hits a window of a car, as far as we know. Someone picking up their groceries. All we have is a car description. We don't have any potential motive. We don't have any potential suspect. The police are mum as to what it could be about. Yeah. Nobody was hurt. Store was on lockdown till 11. The store was closed till 1. But the worst part of this story, Tommy didn't get to go to Pittsburgh Wegmans yesterday. Ben's got the last word on CMF. Hey, Ben. How are you, buddy?
Pretty good. How you guys doing?
Good. Good to hear from you, buddy.
So my theory is this is the old mob wars coming back, and this was actually the.
What, they sold all their good cars?
No, this is
they're down to two door
outside. So they hired somebody from the outside because this guy that they were trying to hit didn't pay his protection money, and they're sending a message: pay your protection, or you get whacked.
Would the mob openly in the middle of the day fire shots in the business parking lot in Rochester?
I mean, that would send a stronger message.
It would also lead to you getting caught.
Mm. Which they tend to stay away from.
Yeah, you know. Yeah. Did you hear this from Ricky's sister?
Actually, it was Ricky's sister's brother's cousin.
That would be Ricky. Okay, Ben, I'm going to let you go, but thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. There goes Ben. Okay.
We didn't even get a chance to shoot him in the tongue.
I think everyone knew where we were going. Oh, yeah. You know what I'm
too
saying?
Too predictable.
All right, I will say this.
What's that?
I have not been interested in a local story in a month like I am in this
one.
Well,
it was shocking.
Yeah, but...
like, that place just is shut down, man.
No, but here's the thing. Yeah. Depending on what the reason they uncover this happened is, will change everything about the story.
Oh, sure.
Because if this is some kind of gang-related shooting, people are going to say exactly what you've been saying. Everything's changed. Crazy.
Yeah.
If it's what Ricky threw out there, that this is a domestic incident.
Yeah.
Well, this is just, it happens. These things happen, you know? It's a mistake. If it's an accidental gun going off, well, then you got a whole bunch of other issues that you're going to have a discussion, right? So depending on what they uncover, will determine the reputation of the town of Pittsford for the next, like, 6 months to a year. And will determine what people are yelling at village and town board meetings over the next three.
Sure.
So buckle up. Buckle up.
I mean, come on, man. We're trying to get another major tournament into town.
I hear you.
This could hurt us.
I hear you. Yeah, you don't want, you know.
We're trying to get the PGA Championship.
Let's take a break. If you have kids in school, this is something you're going to want to stop and listen to.
Okay.
Because it seems your kid's risk of picking this up has increased.
Yeesh.
And the protocols you thought were in place to keep it from spreading maybe aren't what you think they are.
I thought we were, like, rid of this stuff.
No, in fact, quite the opposite, my friend.
It's coming back?
When it shows up in your home, it is a nightmare.
Yes.
They're hard to get rid of, and oh boy, do they love coming back.
Oh, yeah.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Story on Spectrum News last night. Statewide, there has been an uptick in reports of kids with lice.
Lice. The nastiest. I had a niece. She got it all the time, my sister's kid.
Okay.
And one of the reasons is she's blonde-headed.
Ah.
So I guess they really like blonde hair.
Oh, okay.
For some reason, I guess
it was
different.
Like the texture of your hair.
So they're like a bunch of tiny Hugh Hefners.
Yeah. Like a little bunnies in your head.
So it is texture. I found this out after I married my wife. Did you know that black folks have a much lower chance of getting lice?
Okay.
I was unaware of this.
Okay.
So this is not something I have to worry about, but that's how much I care about you people. I'm sharing it with everybody
else. It sucked every time she came home because my sister would have to buy that there's like a special shampoo and it stinks.
Well, put a pin in that because that's going to come up later. So the story says, what are you laughing at?
Nothing. Have you lived your whole life thinking lice like blonde hair?
No, I think that's
lice do not prefer one hair color over another. And it has to do with texture.
Maybe blonde hair is like a lighter, a fairer texture?
I don't know.
Are you a naturally blonde person?
When I was a kid, I had very light, like, blonde hair.
You didn't get no lice?
No.
Oh, it was probably down by then, though.
No, I remember kids having it.
Ugh. Yeah, no, that was a big thing when we were in elementary school.
It's just the thought of it skeezes me. Bugs in your head.
So statewide, the story says the lice uptick is bad. Mm. And in this story on Spectrum News, they talked to a school social worker. This woman used to be a teacher in another district, but she had to quit that job because after she got lice the first time, she kept getting lice over and over and over. And she said it became unbearable.
Yeah. Never ended.
It itches.
She's now terrified of getting it again. She's had, like, emotional trauma because of all of the times that she got lice and couldn't get rid of it.
Because they lay eggs in your hair.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Think of that, man.
And around other places in your house. So even when you get it out of your head.
Your like sheets. Bed bugs. All that stuff. So my sister, that they had to throw the sheets out after a while.
You know why, Kimmy? Blonde sheets.
Yes.
Yeah, not good. And there may be a reason why.
Yeah, folks who work, fumigate?
Folks who work in schools are so likely to keep getting lice. Can you remember as a kid, they would have those days where the nurse would sit everyone down and check their hair?
Yeah, but it was always because somebody had it.
You got it.
You know what I mean? And I always felt so bad for a kid that had it. Because it doesn't necessarily mean they were the ones that brought it in.
You're right.
Nasty head.
But it was like you knew, because they got sent home, so you knew which kids had it.
Oh, yeah.
So that's what you just brought up, right? You always assume that when a kid was found to have lice, that their parents were called, and they told them, you have to come pick up this kid and take them home right now. Mm. Well, it turns out, that's not the case.
What is it?
In the state of New York, kids are not required to be sent home from school if they're found to have lice.
Why not? So... you've got an infestation.
Infestation? Is that like a baby infestation?
Yeah, infestation.
There's an infestation. See that station over there where all the babies are, and there's lice over there too.
You know what I mean, infestation.
So the way it works in New York State, the school calls the parents and they say, hey, can you come pick up your kid? But if the parent declines or cannot, the kid and their lice are sent back into the classroom.
Why wouldn't you at least isolate the kid from the class so everybody doesn't get it?
But I don't know.
Especially
I have no
with
idea.
Remote learning.
Yeah.
Well,
can't they have a lice room?
You're going to put a kid in a lice room? You want to traumatize
Talk
that
about
kid?
Shame.
Yeah, seriously.
You want your kid getting lice?
No, I don't. But again, I told you, not something I have to worry about.
All right.
But this is why, at least according to this former teacher, she kept getting lice over and over again. She would find a kid in her class that had it. They would send him to the nurse. The nurse would then send the kid back, and she kept getting lice. And now...
My head is itching.
All right. Well, bro, you don't have enough hair to have lice.
I know, but it still itches. It's like, the thought of it.
Your hair
is psychosomatic.
Like, is that next to the...
Infestation.
Now, before parents freak out, school districts in New York are allowed to make their own policy. So it's very possible that your kid goes to a school where they will force the kid home if they have lice. But to find out, that's not something that schools have to do. And there are schools that are just following the policy that New York State laid out of you can send the kid back to class. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah, that doesn't seem like a solution.
Have either of you had lice before?
No.
Nope.
Okay.
But it's been in my family.
But like I said,
it's not cancer. We have a history of lice. If you've never had it, as you two just illustrated, there is an image of the types of people you think get lice.
And
what
it's
is
my
it?
Sister.
What is it?
Poor.
Okay.
Poor, unkempt, squalor.
And that's not the case. And that's what makes this suck. It is so easy to pick up lice from people who have it. And it is so hard to get rid of. Mm. But the second you find out that somebody's kid has lice, you immediately in your head have an image of what goes
Scuzzy
on.
Scuzzy family.
Yeah, okay. And that's
and it's a terrible thing to say.
That, the thing you just said.
Scuzzy family.
The thing you said out loud is a
but
terrible
that,
thing to say.
Listen, I'm just saying what people are thinking.
But it's not the case.
You're not washing your kid's head.
No, I know there are people listening.
Do they know how lice get
like where
from
it comes from?
Yeah, how it goes from, and kids get it more than anybody.
The lice jump.
Yeah,
no,
they
but
jump
how? But why kids get it? Like, because we all go to work, we're all around people, but for some reason, kids get it at school.
Well, I'm guessing kids are closer than adults are on a normal basis.
Yeah, but, think about it. Like, I remember like being a kid, and you're all sitting on the floor together. Yeah. Like you're touching. It's just like you're just constantly surrounded by other people.
You all throw your coats in a pile when you go to different places, right? Yeah. I mean, you're wrestling around with
each
other.
You think they could just spray for it? Like, they do, like, mosquitoes.
Yeah,
they spray that kid down with chemicals. Well, that like a good idea.
Yeah, no, there's nothing in history where they've sprayed down for mosquitoes and something terrible happened to the people that lived in that community.
Hey, it built a canal system for us.
Okay.
They sprayed those guys down just so they wouldn't get bit by mosquitoes.
Yeah, no, and everything turned out fine on the Erie
canal
area.
It does also say it's been found that people with longer hair tend to report getting lice. Yeah, it was always
hippies.
Girls that had it.
Girls and hippies.
I don't remember.
Hippies got lice and they got crabs because they don't wash. They had long hair.
What the hell are you talking about, man?
They didn't cut their hair. You're laying around listening to music on the floor all day.
I don't remember ever any little boys having it in class. It was always like little girls that would have to get sent home.
Little girls.
And what makes it even creepier is you can see the lice in somebody's head. You can physically see
the
bugs.
They're pretty good size.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Story on Spectrum News this week says there is an uptick statewide in lice in kids in schools. And they talked to a woman who now works as a social worker. She worked as a teacher, and she quit because she kept getting lice over and over again. And the reason that is because the state of New York has a policy. In schools, if a kid has lice, they send them to the nurse. They call the parents, say, hey, your kid has lice. You can come pick them up. If the parent says no or can't pick them up, they send the kid back to classrooms. Different districts have different policies, but that's statewide policy, and folks in the know seem to believe that's why lice keeps ticking up. That and the fact that we haven't, you know, after COVID, everyone got back together again for the first time, and boom. So the story on Spectrum talks to a clinic called Naughty Knits, and it's a clinic specifically to treat lice.
Really?
Yes. Apparently, they have locations across New York State.
Oh.
Did you guys hear about this?
So so you go to this place?
Yes, just to treat lice.
So they wash your hair and give you stuff to treat it?
Now, I don't know what they do, but this place says the stuff you buy over the counter is not as effective as you think, and that's why people keep getting lice over and over again. Not to mention, there could still be eggs and live bugs that got out of your hair and are living in your house, so you can even pick it back up in your house again. So once you get it, unless you treat it right, much like a lady, and get lucky at the same time,
yes,
you could be in for a world of hurt.
And the whole family's going to be miserable.
Like, could you imagine having to call into your job with lice?
No.
Would you?
That would suck.
Would you?
No.
Why? You would come in with lice?
No, I would lie why I'm not coming in.
Okay.
I just
wouldn't
say it's lice.
No, but I mean, I don't know
how long. It's like head crabs.
How long would you be out if you had lice? Like, what's the time?
A week?
Well, I know it takes, to your point, like the over-the-counter stuff. I remember kids had to buy it, and it took like a couple washes worth to get the lice out. So I would say you're out at least a few days.
Does your head itch when you have it? You itch, right? Yeah. Like the bugs
I'm starting to itch now thinking about it.
Okay, yeah, but you're very susceptible to.
Think about bugs and eggs in your hair.
Yeah.
That would make you itch.
I always thought like that's kind of how you knew your kid had it when you started seeing them itch their head. Yeah.
You know, it's hard to know socially what the right thing to do with that kid who has lice is. Because we all remember, like you said, what happened to the kid who had lice in school. That kid was brutalized. Mm-hmm. Brutalized.
Yeah, but I don't think, I'm guessing times have changed.
I hear you, man. Kids these days, if they find out their friend has bugs in their hair, they're not going to say anything about it.
I thought kids are being better now.
But even if they don't say anything, I feel like taking in that information as a child, you'd think, ew.
And it wasn't just the kids, by the way. Parents would keep their kids away from that kids for weeks at a time.
They don't want to deal.
And they would say things about their parents behind their backs, right? So you don't want the other kids to know, hey, that's a lice kid. But keeping them in school could give lice to everyone else.
It seems like you got to isolate the kid.
But then again, we just find out that sending them home and isolating them may not help because you can keep picking up the lice in your house if you don't take care of it the right way.
Well, yeah, I mean, you got to deal with it.
But how many people know the right way to handle it?
I mean, with Google, man, you just literally found stuff out right now.
Well, I only got it from a story on Spectrum.
But I mean, you could Google this and find out.
You could,
it ain't like my parents' day.
Okay, but I think people also think I just buy the shampoo and I'm fine.
Hey, give it a shot.
Oh, hey, man.
If it's that old shampoo, it reeks. And I remember it was like black like tar. And it was just nasty.
Calm down. What do you want, lice? Or you're going to have to deal with tar head if you don't want lice.
My sister's miserable life, man. She couldn't get a break.
252-WCMF. We got folks waiting on hold. Is it Daryl or Darrell?
Darrell.
Darrell, you're on CMF, buddy. How's it going? Darrell, you there?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I didn't hear my name.
No, you're good. Go ahead, dude.
Everyone thinks that body lice and bed bugs are all a cleanliness thing, but they're not. And I was in the Navy in 2001, and half the ship got crabbed. Because of one dude.
Wait. Back up.
Crabs?
Yeah, crabs.
So his crabs got off his pubes and then like climbed around in the bunks, and then you guys jumping in the bunks got those pubes crabs.
I wish it was that simple, but it wasn't.
Oh.
He gave it to half the ship by washing his clothes. Those things can survive the washing machine. So when everyone else went behind him and put their clothes in the washing machine, it took a few weeks, but it like... Between the process of everyone doing it.
And you're on a ship.
Everyone who used that washing machine got crabs. And I was on an aircraft carrier.
So that's 5,000 guys.
Yeah.
Also known as your fantasy, Tommy.
With a full squadron, that's about 5,000, yeah.
Oh, my God. So that's 2,500 guys that got crabs from one dude. Good luck explaining that to your girlfriend back home.
Oh, yeah.
Guys, girls, officers. You know, everybody.
Oh, you're talking about Officer Krabs. Oh, my God. Darrell. Bro. And it's all because that guy walked off the ship and some poured a call. By the way, Darrell, I thought every guy in the Navy shaved his pubes. What the hell's going on with that?
Well, funny enough, Brazilians are so common now that they've almost eliminated body lice.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. So,
this is 2001.
Bro, dudes were shaving their pubes.
I was 18. I wasn't shaving my pubes.
Okay, first of all, Darrell.
And I don't know if you get it just from sex, lice.
Okay.
Yeah, no, you don't.
Yeah, like Greco-Roman wrestling. You can also get it that way.
Yeah. Or riding a tractor for too long.
Darrell, I thought you guys in the Navy had to shave your pubes to be more aerodynamic in the water.
What? We on ships. We not in the water.
Well, so you might end up in
the
water.
But you think every Navy guy knows how to swim?
I think you have to know how to swim
no,
in the Navy.
Don't,
you're
Darrell.
Darrell?
Yes, you have to pass a swim qualification.
But, Darrell, it isn't like it's like you're a Navy SEAL.
Did you just
they
say?
They just throw you in a pool and you paddle. All right, get on the goddamn ship.
Did you just say that the people who worked on a ship in the middle of the ocean didn't have to know how to swim?
Barely.
Is you that, idiot. No, you hear that new firefighter policy they got?
That?
It's called know how to fight fire. Don't matter. Come on in. Idiot.
But they're not
that's,
swimming.
That's volunteer firefighters, though.
But they're not swimming up to the enemy.
Darrell, sorry about your crabs, buddy. I appreciate the call.
But thank you for your service.
Yes.
You and your pubes.
Here goes Darrell.
I salute your pubes.
Oh, I would be out of my mind.
Oh, my God. But how about you're stuck on a ship where it just keeps going around?
Oh.
Yeah, there's no escaping it.
5,000 guys on a ship, and half of them got infected.
Bro, if they told me we're going to put you on aircraft carrier and give you all the crabs you want, I would not think that's what they meant.
Yeah, sure.
We'll take one more call, 252-WCMF, talking about this uptick in crabs in kids in schools across the state of New York and how the state policy for schools is you call the parents and tell them you can come pick them up, but if the parents don't want to, they go back to school. Valerie's got the last word on CMF. We were talking about all the treatments people use.
Yeah.
Valerie, what happened with you?
Well, actually, it was my sister. Well, I had it twice when I was a kid, too, but I got it from kids at school.
Okay.
And they were boys, Kimmy.
Oh.
Yeah,
that.
Kimmy. Yeah,
look at
Kimmy.
That.
Yeah, it was two boys I sat between, and I got it because they both had it. But anyway, and they were both kind of, like, not very clean people. But anyway, my sister got it at camp, and my mom was sitting in on the steps with her, and she saw something shiny in her hair, and she's like, what the heck? Because the eggs are shiny. And she said, oh, my God, what is this? And she's looking, and she sees all these bugs, and she's like, she's like, you know. And there's six of us in the house, six kids, and whatever. So she's like, oh, my God, what do I do? So she called her parents, and they, well, first they said, go get the Rit at the store. Well, I think it was called Rit at the time.
It was.
Well, that only really just killed the bugs. It never killed the eggs. So you constantly were hatching eggs, which is gross. So she called my grandparents or her parents, and my grandfather said, well, when they had it all the time back in the 1900s.
Yeah,
so
use turpentine. That's what we used to use.
Well, kerosene.
Kerosene? That's freaking jet fuel.
Yes, kerosene. And
I was doing a joke, man.
Wait. Valerie,
Grandpa kerosene?
When you say use kerosene, how did he use kerosene?
You wash your hair with it.
It's
oh my
fuel.
Gosh.
I know what kerosene
is. But
it
smells like a jet when a jet's taken off.
Okay, so Valerie.
Actually, it didn't smell really that bad, but it
you
went
by
to
the
gas
airport.
Station and got a thing of it, brought it home, washed your hair, it killed them instantly.
Yeah,
and they were
probably
gone,
gave her all kind of stuff.
No. Valerie's sister is now the prettiest bald woman in Rochester.
I can't imagine what kerosene on your scalp does.
Oh my!
It worked.
Wow.
It worked.
Wow.
But nothing else would work.
Well, you know what? I just googled it. You know what else works? Napalm.
Okay. But I think the stuff they make now is a little bit more effective than what it was back in the 1970s.
I hope so.
All right, so Valerie's tip of the day, don't use kerosene to get rid of lice. Do not listen to this.
Don't smoke when you're doing it.
If my son came home with it or my grandchildren, I would definitely use the kerosene.
No, don't say that, Valerie. I'm going to let you go. Thank you for the call. Have a good one. Do not listen to that woman.
Yeah.
And I was joking. Don't use napalm to get rid of lice either. That was a joke. Do not do that. Let's take a break.
All right.
I'm done with the phones on this call.
Don't ask Grandpa for health advice.
No
That's a great call, Kimmy. Tonight, dreams get made and franchises get forged, buddy. And this is the most anticipated draft for Bills fans, I think you can argue, since we drafted Josh Allen.
Okay.
Because the Bills have a massive hole in their offense.
Yeah.
And you are convinced it is this or bust tonight.
It is.
But the only thing we know about what the Bills are going to do this evening is that people in the know, all of them, have no idea.
Okay.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. If you want to watch the draft.
Watch it.
With a super cool, bearded, handsome guy.
Wow.
I'm going to be hanging out at the Bill Gray's Tap Room in Chi-Lai for the draft tonight. I'll be there from 7 to 9. They got a dozen wings for $12, $3 Jenny Light pints. The Tap Room at Bill Gray's will also have prizes to give away this
evening.
They got
good stuff.
That's right. And we can talk draft. A couple of bros just
drafting
it out, buddy.
Yeah. With Pat the Party Machine.
That's right. Hey, man, if there's one thing I know, it's draft. Come hang out with me tonight for the NFL Draft 7 and 9 at the Tap Room at Bill Gray's in Chi-Lai with your friends on CMF. You know, I said if there's one thing I know, it's draft. I actually don't know anything about what the Bills are going to do, and nobody else does either. Because Kimmy last night is collecting a bunch of different stories as to what experts believe the Bills will be doing tonight. And of the 30 reports that we have, not a single one has the Bills doing the same thing as another one.
So they're all over the place.
All 30 are different things that the Bills will do tonight. Okay.
Nobody can agree on the position they're aiming to take. Nobody can agree on when they'll pick. Nobody can agree on if they'll pick. So it's just, it's all over the place. Nobody has any idea what Brandon Bean's thinking.
So to Kimmy's point, some of these experts have the Bills trading into the top 10 to get one of the big three receivers we talked about yesterday.
Which seems like the obvious thing to do.
No.
To me.
I don't think there is an obvious thing to do.
But I'm thinking like, this is the thing you need the most. And you said this draft is full of wide receivers.
Which is why you
good
don't.
Guys.
Which is why you don't go up. Which is why you wait
and let
them fall.
Don't you want the best? You got one of the best elite quarterbacks in this league, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who's amazing.
Sure.
And you need, like, the best guy out there to catch the goddamn ball.
No, there's
makes
an
sense to me.
There's an argument to be made that your elite quarterback makes all the wide receivers around him elite, so you don't need to go get that guy. I would like to read you some information I have right now, because I know you are trade up in the top 10, trade next year's first round pick.
Get that Ferrari of a pick.
Because you'll be losing four draft picks, four potential players.
Had those guys end up washing out.
No, we're talking ones and twos and threes.
Well, they hit the bricks too sometimes.
Okay. Right now. The 10 highest paid wide receivers in the NFL, average per year, of those 10, only one of them, Calvin Ridley, was taken in the first round, and he was taken with pick 26, two picks ahead of where the Bills picked tonight. Tariq Hill, fifth round pick. Devontae Adams, second. Cooper Kupp, third. Stephon Diggs was a fifth round pick. Michael Pittman was a second round pick. Deebo Samuel was a second round pick. Like, the bust rate on wide receivers in the first round is massive. It's the biggest of any position in the NFL.
So you're telling me they may not do squat tonight.
Okay, so some have the Bills going up in the top 10 to get their receiver. Right. Some have the Bills trading up into the top 20 to get a D-tackle or an offensive lineman because they need a center, and one of your tackles is a free agent next year. Some have the Bills standing pat at 28, but even there are three different experts that have them taking three different positions, wide receiver, three different players, and one has them taking a safety out of Iowa. Is it Cooper DeJean? Is that his name?
I did not see that one.
Lil Mustard.
Kids got some pipes. And then two of the experts predicted the Bills trade out of the first round entirely.
Completely.
So you don't see nothing.
You got it. And you would pick up an extra second and a third for this draft later.
For Friday night.
Yeah, Friday. Yeah. That's when the second and third round is. It's complete chaos. It's complete chaos.
All right.
Kimmy, I've never seen a draft like this for the Bills where nobody has any idea. They're going to do.
No, not a clue. I think because... You know, so far the offseason's been kind of crazy with the Bills, like, you know, letting go some of those guys that have been with the team for a long time. So I think there's a disagreement on what's the most important thing that the Bills need, and that's what leads to all the confusion about the draft.
Yeah, you're right, because there's an argument to be made that the center is the most important position to fill this offseason, right? Like Mitch Morse, who the Bills let go, he signed with Jacksonville. That relationship between a quarterback and center is very important. You got to keep Josh upright.
All right.
Even Josh said when they asked him the most important thing about a center-quarterback relationship, he said, not to sound weird, and he said this, the feel of my hands.
Between his legs.
Yeah. The gentle touch of Josh Allen. The touch, the feel of Allen.
Of Allen, the hand, fabric of your life.
The hand between your taint. And look, safety has also been a very important position for Sean McDermott with his defense. His entire time in Buffalo, he's had two of the best safeties in the league. Right now, you have one potential starter on your roster, and the rest of the guys are backups.
Yeah, and is there an argument to be made? Like right now, I think they have 10 picks. Is it more so let's just get as many as we can and see who works out at this point? Or is it worth it to go up, give away some of those potential picks working out and get a guy who maybe is a little bit more likely to succeed?
So there's a great article that I read in The Athletic last week. And I
love that, Ray.
The Athletic's amazing.
It is. Everybody reads it.
Oh, I mean, the cool guys do.
Oh, yeah.
But I told you about it in a commercial break last week. A guy, he was a former Marine. He started working in statistics and analytics, and he came up with a theory. In fact, it was what he got his PhD in. It was his thesis. That NFL teams who draft, that the smartest thing to do in a draft is to always trade down to collect more picks.
So to wait.
Yes, because NFL general managers overestimate how good they are at picking talented players.
Because they're egotistical.
You got it. In fact, he made the argument the worst pick you could have is the number one overall pick in the draft.
Oh.
So, NFL teams read this.
Which kind of tells you, man, what are you paying these dudes to do?
And that's his argument. His argument is it's not about how people see talent. It's about as many darts you have to throw at the board.
All right.
So, NFL teams started reading this, and he was hired by multiple different NFL teams throughout his career. Mm. And he said every single time he would go in, he would present all of his information. Yeah. Teams would go, wow, that's interesting. That's a good idea. And then they would get to draft night, and they would do exactly what they had always done. They would fail, and then they would fire him. And he said this happened at four different franchises, and he ended up going working overseas for soccer teams.
Look how good soccer's going now.
Well, but they were listening to him. And I guess the point I'm getting at is, if your argument is to go up and get a wide receiver, I understand it. It could work.
All right.
But historically, according to this man, who's got a PhD, the smart thing to do is get out of the first round.
But it kind of blows up the whole draft concept of the worst team gets the best player to improve their franchise.
Mm. Which is
so
why.
Which, so the whole thing is a farce.
But you're right. Because
but it makes sense because some of those teams that have been at the bottom for a while, how often does that guy make a – how often is it a franchise-changing move?
I mean, the Bears –
quarterback, I guess you could make that argument, but even still, what's the percentage of those guys that work out?
And, Kimmy, if you talk about teams that are picking in the top 10 of the draft, I mean, the Bears have been picking three, 4 years. The Bills picked in the top 15
forever.
For, what, 17 years, right? Bust, 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 bust. The Cleveland Browns, the history of bust that they have and continuing to pick in the top, however, right? Like, I mean – what he's saying makes sense. So, based on that...
Watch tomorrow night.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I'll be honest with you. I will be livid if I stay up. Because we told you yesterday, and this pick...
That's the problem.
This pick traditionally has been made between 11:15 p.m. and 11:45 p.m.
God damn, man.
You could be up till midnight. And then once he
staring at dark-ass Detroit.
No, it's gonna be
but can they find a drearier place to hold this thing? Outside Detroit.
When is the last time you were in Detroit?
I don't go there no more. I've been to Detroit.
When's the last time?
In the early 90s. So, that's when Detroit was real.
Barry Sanders walking around. Yeah. Cecil Fielder high-fiving people.
But the weather's going to suck.
I don't know.
Detroit's great.
Nice.
I love Detroit. It's one of my favorite cities in America.
Detroit's great if you stay right downtown.
Which is where it's going to be.
Don't go anywhere else.
By the way, you haven't... Yeah, maybe, because I didn't want to...
Bro.
I didn't want to go to Hittsville because the cab driver was like, yeah, it's pretty scary over there.
Yeah, and it used to be nice over there.
Oh, shut. Yeah, in the 50s, you know, when people knew what they were doing. are you going to watch any of it tonight?
I'll watch the beginning of it.
Do you even know who's supposed to be the first overall pick?
It's not Chicago, is it?
No, who's the kid? I'm saying it is Chicago, you dumbass. Yes, Chicago has the first
overall. Kid from California, USC kid.
What's
the quarterback.
What's his name?
Jerry... Nutitelli. I don't know.
Jerry Nutitelli.
Is there a Jerry under the age of like 40 at this point?
Nope. But fun fact, Caleb Williams, quarterback.
What's his name?
Caleb Williams will be the first overall pick tonight. There are a ton of former NFL players' kids in this draft. Jerry Rice's son.
Ooh,
he's in this draft.
Get that kid.
He's being projected a fourth to sixth round pick. We told you Marvin Harrison's son. He's going to be, it looks like, the first receiver taken off the board.
Right.
Ed McCaffrey, you remember him? Another one of his kids is in this draft.
Wow.
His son Christian already plays.
One.
Yep. He said this will be his third son who plays in the NFL.
It amazes me when there are just families full of...
It's the genes, man.
Of freaking,
powerful sperm, baby.
Yeah, professional athletes.
Like, you know, I know that Archie Manning has made a fortune off of his two sons.
Oh, my God,
But you do have to wonder now, like, if he opened up his own sperm bank, he may make more money than his sons made as NFL quarterbacks.
Oh, man. Yeah, but he's too old now. He passed him by.
Tell that to Tony Randall.
Kimmy has no idea what you were talking
about.
You got
really
it, though.
Late.
You got that guy. He was like an actor. He was in Some Like It Hot, right?
Well, he was in The Odd Couple.
Yeah, okay.
Some Like It Hot.
Was he not?
Now it's Jack Lemmon.
Well, Tony Randall was in that.
No.
I want to keep having this conversation.
Walter Matthau.
Nobody has any idea what we're talking about. No, you said The Odd Couple. Anyway, Kimmy, he had kids into like his 80s.
Ah, okay. Gotcha.
But it's pretty rare.
That's all you had to say.
Well, no, as long as you keep firing them off, man, you can keep having kids. You just got to find the right place to put it.
Yeah.
Look at Mick. He just knocked up a 37-year-old ballerina.
Yeah. Hey, you're right. Okay.
Who makes more money at opening up their own sperm bank? Mick Jagger or Cooper, excuse me.
Oh, Mick.
Archie Manning.
Archie Manning.
I think you're going to go with an absolute rock and roll star.
No, but he doesn't
Archie Manning was never a star even in that league.
But Archie Manning has a track record of success with his children.
Oh, he's got
and grandkid.
Yeah, yes, yes, yeah.
His, it's continuing on.
Wait, there's a grandkid?
Yes, his kid is at Texas right now.
Yeah.
Which one? Which
Arch Manning? It's Cooper's son.
Yeah.
Oh, no kidding.
Eli and
so Cooper's the one
nephew.
That don't play nothing.
Yeah, he's the one that had that degenerative.
But he's funny.
Back issue. He's very funny. Yeah. The funniest of the Manning. Mm. So you get sense of humor and dynamite all football right. skills okay. coming out of that
Ooh.
Archie Manning badge.
Yeah.
I'm already writing the commercial. Okay. Archie Manning badge.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.